The financial crisis has seen some of the most venerable names on Wall Street fail or be swallowed up by other firms. Other companies appear to be under siege, causing some analysts to worry that the turmoil might spread to commercial banks and ripple out to other segments of the economy. Robert Reich, who served as Secretary of Labor during the Clinton administration and teaches at the University of California at Berkeley, says there is cause for concern.
The worry is that credit markets become so tight as a result of all of this that lending all but stops. Small businesses cannot get the loans they need to invest in new factories and equipment or research. Individuals can't get the loans they need to buy automobiles or to finance houses or a housing purchase. And the economy basically goes into a very deep recession. Now, the implications of that, of course, percolate and resonate around the world. Global capital markets are already having a very, very difficult time.
John Irons is Research and Policy Director of the Economic Policy Institute based in Washington. He has a similar view of the crisis.
Well, I think it's a little bit early to figure out exactly what the impact will be, but there certainly are risks that the instability on Wall Street will filter its way down to the lending markets for consumer loans, for car loans, mortgages, and for commercial loans through businesses, which could have a very serious detrimental impact on the broader macroeconomy.
Some commentators have compared the current upheaval to the Great Depression that began in 1929. But economist Robert Reich is among those who think it is very unlikely that people will line up outside their neighborhood banks to withdraw their money in a panic.
I don't think we're going to see a run on commercial banks because commercial bank deposits are insured by the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. So we're not going to have a situation such as we had in the early 1930s where individual depositors in commercial banks all try to get their money out and put it under their pillows. That's not going to happen.
Most experts seem to agree that so far, the impact of the financial market crisis in the United States can be seen in a decreased willingness of people to invest or lend money and higher unemployment numbers. The crisis in the housing market has also led to a significant decline in the value of many Americans' primary investment, their homes. Robert Reich says the average U.S. consumer is not likely to be in a spending mood.
I mean, they will certainly buy necessities, but any discretionary items are probably going to be put on the shelf. They're not going to buy them for now. And that means that the demand side of the economy, the purchasing side of the economy, is going to be in tough shape.
Reich advocates better regulation of Wall Street and more transparency in capital markets to restore investor confidence and get the U.S. and global economies back on solid footing. Cindy Sain, VOA News, Washington.